the morning show. It is time for Love and War. Ebony, who you got?
Well, we have Shayla and Jared. We received an email from Shayla. She's a little skeptical, thinking that her man may be cheating. Good morning, Shayla.
Good morning.
All right, tell us what's going on.
Okay, so I met Jared. We met about 7 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
He came into my bar. I'm a bartender.
Okay.
And he came into my bar, and he was real cool. He was by himself, sitting over in the corner, real cute. And it's funny, because the second he looked up at me, we just caught eyes, and it's like, felt like I knew him already, but I didn't.
Right, so hold on. Cut your phone off, Ebony. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, that was my phone. Go ahead. I'm sorry that we were interrupted by Ricky.
It just felt really good from the very beginning.
Okay, so let's jump into it. He has a 3-year-old son with another young lady, Elise, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you think he may be messing around with Elise again, his baby mom, because what?
There's a song
house.
For Elise. Yeah,
great. There is? Who made that?
I don't know, but I it was one of my piano recitals.
If you are. Dun, 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 dun.
See if you can find
out
for Elise.
Not this week. She ain't teaching you piano.
Uh-oh. Do you like her? Or obviously, you have...
I mean, I'd prefer that she didn't have to be around, but she does. I mean,
because they have a son together.
The baby's mama. They have a son. She's got to be around. She's got to be in the life. They got to make sure to take care of their little boy. I understand that.
Okay, you and Jared live together?
We don't live together, actually, because he lives about 40 minutes away from me.
Right.
But we go to each other's house all the time, and I hang out there for the weekend, and he just goes, and he works as a school teacher, so sometimes he'll have games and stuff. He also coaches football. He'll have games on the weekend, and I'll stay at the house, or if I don't want to go to the game. It's comfortable. It's really comfortable in his house and with his son, everybody. I know everybody. And so I was at his house, and I found
him. Hold on. This song, that girl you talking about, they made a song for her. Listen.
I had no idea it was that joint.
It's called For Elise.
It's not for, it's F-U-R. For
Elise.
Yeah,
I said For Elise.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah, okay, thank you, Harry Craig.
No problem.
Yeah. So good.
Now, what you were saying.
I'm going to keep talking about her.
Okay, so you found some earrings and a pair of panties. At the house.
A pair of what, Ebony?
Panties.
If I found panties, it would be done. Then I would know what's happening.
Okay, so were they thong or were they panties?
We didn't find any panties. I just found earrings. If I found some panties next to the
thing. Oh, okay. I thought you found some panties.
Were they nice earrings?
Well, that's the thing. They weren't nice earrings. They were just these big old nasty hoops that I would never wear.
Oh, wow.
So
big nasty hoops.
I asked him whose earrings they were, and he says that they were Elise's. And because Elise comes over and does laundry at the house, which, why does she need to do that? He says because it's his baby's clothes. He doesn't want her going to, like, a laundromat and it being nasty.
Oh, that's why I thought it was some panties there.
Right. But my whole thing was, why is the earrings near your bed? This laundry, you know, the washer and dryer is not anywhere near your room.
Right. Okay. So what
were why?
Right.
I haven't panties be too big on chicks and they be bunched up in the back. Let's
we're gonna get Jared on the phone. No, the reason I said this lady, old lady, cleaned up for me one time. She's like, "Where you want me to put your panties?" I said, "Give them him panties." Okay, we're gonna call Jared on the phone.
They bunch up on the right leg or
see
left
if we
leg.
Can get him
just in the middle lower back.
Right. And see if we can find
like
out if he's been true to you or not, okay? And hopefully things will turn out great. I think they will.
Such a turn off. He had to put a cuff in him.
He was a good man.
Let's try to get him on the phone.
The One Love Cruise on the album.
Shayla thinks that her man Jared may be cheating with his baby mama Elise. They have a 3-year-old together, so let's find out. Let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hello, man. Speak with Jared, please.
Yeah, this is Jared. How may I help you, ma'am?
Hi, Jared. My name is Felicia Williams. I'm calling with Felicitous Cruise Line. How are you today?
I'm good, Ms. Williams. What can I do for you, ma'am?
Well, I was calling because we have a new offer in your area. We're actually doing it in the bottom half of the country, and it's called the Spring Fling Special, where you get a 3-day, 2-night cruise to the Bahamas. I promise you, no charge, no nothing. We just want you to rate our cruise line, and I wanted to see if you'd be interested.
How did I get picked for this?
Are you a member of a gym?
Yeah.
That's probably.
Don't have to do anything.
Well, that's some of the databases we got from local gyms and also some of the local grocery stores. So your name probably came from that.
I'm not really up for the telemarketing thing, so.
Yeah.
I'm no credit cards, none of that foolishness, so, you know.
Trust me, Mr. Jared.
If it's about that, I'm not with that.
Okay, I totally feel you because I hate when people call me with that. There are no gimmicks. We don't need any credit card.
Okay.
Can we go ahead and get you set up?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Awesome. Okay, I just need a 2-week window because we can do this all the way through the end of July. Let's see here. How about maybe the first or second week in June? Does that work for you?
The second week in June would be a good look.
Okay, and let's see here. And all we now this can change up to 2 weeks prior to the takeoff date, but we do need the name to hold the reservation of one other person you can bring with you. It can be, you know, girlfriend, wife, you could be your mom, just a name to hold the reservation.
Let me see. Elise.
That's Jared... I have to tell you something, Jared.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Ebony Steele and Ricky Smiley, Rob Tiercrack, Gary with the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. And we have someone on the phone, but it's not Elise. It's Shayla.
Hold on. What did you say you were?
Well, I'm actually, I said I was Felicia with Felicitous Cruise Line, but I'm Ebony Steele.
That's what I thought you said.
And this has been brought
to you. Yeah, hey, Darren.
By Chuck's Steakhouse. We love it when you put our meat in your
okay,
mouth.
Okay, stop.
Yo.
Who you taking on the cruise?
Devin, what you doing on the phone, baby?
What the
f***
going on?
Charles.
Gary.
Whoa.
Time out. First of all, you cursing? You using profanity?
Yes, I am cursing at you. Yes, I am cursing at you. I spent 7 months with you. You were supposed to be my man. Now
Gary.
Yes, Lord.
What's wrong? Gary, help him out.
Yeah. He just didn't...
So why are you taking on the cruise ship?
She got away. Lee's got them big draws, don't he? This El Panis blew out the land and killed the little boy.
Would you stop, Ricky? Let's let them talk this out.
You can't take your son along with you. Why is she coming?
Well, we can't take... Listen, all right.
El Panis made out of parachute material.
Before you say something you can't take back, or, you know, we do something we can't take back.
Hold on. What? Tell me. Please explain to me.
Listen, like, she never takes me to child support. So what I do every once in a while is I do something nice for her. It keeps off my back.
Oh.
Dog. Hey, dog. Cool. Just go on man up, dog.
Yeah.
You got busted, dog. Man, don't do that girl like that, man. That girl love you, man.
When the last time you been with your baby mother?
Hell, just recently. Yeah, left them damn big ass panties over there.
Panties.
It was before I met Shella. I'm being as real as I can.
Oh, well.
What?
You guys been texting all kinds of
shit.
Now what?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh,
I'm sorry that this is going down like this. I hope you guys can work it out.
I just want to say, listen, man, are you going to stay with him? Are y'all going to still be together? Are you going to give him one more chance? Are you going to just let at least, you know, take your man like that?
At least I'm taking my man. I'm
going
to give her my man. If he wants to be with her, I don't care.
He got offered up.
Damn!
Y'all are making fun. This is a relationship. I'm sure this
Come on,
hurt.
Apparently,
yo,
Rick, this relationship needed to be over.
Hey, y'all, hold on. Somebody call us. We got to click over. Hold on, y'all, hold on. Somebody call us. We got to click over.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.